Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We need to unshackle our businesses and grow our economy. We cannot spend our way to prosperity.
I disagree with my opponent here. I think it's important for our government to take a role in spurring innovation and creating jobs and creating that kind of momentum forward that's going to help so many families.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio. Election day, of course, less than 2 weeks away. New Jersey will elect a new senator. The race to replace Democrat Bob Menendez is on, and it features Democrat Andy Kim and Republican Curtis Bashaw. And let's dig into this race now with KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty. And Mike, let's start. The two candidates had a debate this week on News 12 in New Jersey Tuesday night. Anything of note emerge?
I guess if you want to consider it noteworthy that there was just civility and issues-focused debate, then yeah, in this day and age, that doesn't happen too often. So that was the noteworthy part about it. For the third time, they kind of just stuck to the issues and kept it politics as it used to be.
So let's look at the candidates. Republican Curtis Bashaw, tell us a little bit about him and what is he highlighting as his focus in this race?
Yeah, so Bashaw is an openly gay man. He's a hotel developer. He's famous for renovating the lovely Congress Hall in Cape May. His main pitch has been that New Jersey has long been a donor state. He says New Jersey ranks 49th out of the 50 states in terms of what we get back from the federal government and what we pay for our taxes, despite being one of the largest contributors.
You've got to have more discipline, which is why I think we need political outsiders and business people in Washington representing New Jersey. And I also think we need a Republican senator down there to give it a go.
Democratic Congressman Andy Kim, what's his focus? And he really already made his name in this race when he kind of took on the Democratic machine and got rid of the county line on the ballot, right?
Yeah, there's no denying that Andy Kim is one of the most consequential politicians of our recent generation. I mean, he took down the political machine that was previously considered, you know, kind of unstoppable. It should be noted, though, that Kim did benefit from that county line ballot system a few times before it turned against him. And then he said, time to fight. And he fought successfully to get rid of that system. And now he's maintaining the things that he's been doing for years. He's no stranger to, you know, the voters in New Jersey. He's been fighting for affordability. One of his main things has been prescription drug prices. He successfully fought to get the prices capped on those sort of things. He says building a safe society for his kids and for everyone's kids is his top priority.
As a son of South Korean immigrants, my parents born at the end of the Korean War, America can and should continue to be a force for good, a force for democracy, force for human rights all around the world. And that is something that strengthens us.
We know who Andy Kim is. We know what he's about. He's a pretty straight down the middle guy.
Now, this seat is up for grabs because Bob Menendez isn't in the race. He was convicted of corruption. Looked like for a while he was going to keep fighting, but then no. Now, being an incumbent, you would think that the fact that he has all these legal issues would be seen as a mark against his party and the person running for his party on that ticket. He is a Democrat. But it's interesting. That doesn't touch Kim at all, it seems, because honestly, you couldn't get a straighter arrow than Andy Kim running for this seat. You might disagree policy-wise where he is, but any kind of feeling of lingering corruption from Menendez, I feel like that doesn't hurt Kim at all. What do you think?
No, I can't see any way that anybody would sort of tie Kim to Menendez, especially when you take into account the line, how he challenged the line and he went against the political establishment in New Jersey, the entrenched Democrats. So he went against that. But Bashaw brought up in the debate that Kim did run alongside Menendez in 2018 after Menendez beat those allegations the first time around. And Bashaw says everybody should have known that Menendez was up to no good and you ran with him and you weren't saying anything then. Now you're against it, but you were running against or you were running alongside this guy years ago. And it wasn't like the corruption charges came out of nowhere this time. This was the second time. So there is some validity to that. But as far as Kim being connected to any of that kind of stuff, there's no way I can think anybody would put those together, put them in the same bucket.
Now, New Jersey is a blue state, but Republicans can win statewide. See, two terms for Chris Christie. But I think you need certain conditions for a Republican to win here. And you mentioned how the Senate has been blue for decades. I personally don't see those conditions for a Republican to jump up and win a statewide election right now. But what do you think?
New Jersey has, what, a 1 million advantage in registered voters for Democrats. So the built-in advantage is really tough to overcome for Republicans. That said, this poll, most recent polling shows this race is a little bit tighter than previous elections. Menendez won by 10 points once, I think 20 points almost another time. So those have been total blowouts. The most recent 538 poll says this is Kim plus 5. So it's half the margin. So maybe there is a little bit of a hope for a miracle here for Bashaw. It's a little tighter than typical, but still a comfortable advantage.
What are you hearing from polls, people you talk to? Is there any energy, anything you're hearing that kind of piques your interest about this race?
Kim called out Bashaw for sort of flip-flopping on his stances and not being clear about where he stands on abortion rights.
I'm essentially running against two different Curtis Bashaws. He got through the primary election, got past the Republican primary, and now is taking on a very different tone.
Bashaw was trying to say that he would work with Republicans in Congress to codify abortion rights, that he says he's pro-life, but that's not how he got elected for the primary. He didn't come out and say those words exactly. So that's one of the things that Democrats have been hitting hard on. Bashaw is not the typical Republican in that regard, where he's not going to seek to end abortion rights in any place. But it's something that New Jersey Democrats are always talking about.
All right. Thank you very much, Mike. KYW's Mike Daugherty joining us in The Week in Philly. We'll continue in just a few moments. Stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.